The DA calls for the immediate return of President Cyril Ramaphosa to South Africa to address the worsening electricity crisis that is just one load shedding stage away from a total grid collapse. Over the past few weeks, Ramaphosa has ignored several DA warnings that his energy response plan has veered off track due to an ineffective National Electricity Crisis Committee. With Eskom announcing stage 6 load shedding due to a system-wide failure of generation units, Ramaphosa is now duty-bound to heed the DA call and declare a ring-fenced state of disaster around Eskom. In the meantime, the National Assembly Speaker has refused to hold Ramaphosa and his executive accountable. She has ignored the DA's call to establish an ad hoc committee to exercise oversight over the National Electricity Crisis Committee and the implementation of the Energy Response Plan. By so doing, she has reduced Parliament to a mere spectator on the electricity crisis and undermined Parliament's constitutional function to hold the executive to account. Eskom's failure to provide reliable supply of electricity makes a 32% tariff increase application to NERSA simply out of touch with reality. The DA reiterates its call that Eskom should not be rewarded for keeping South Africans in the dark. Consumers should not be forced to bear the financial burden of an ANC government's failure to address an electricity crisis that has been 15 years in the making. In view of the state's patent failure to deliver on Eskom's mandate, it is time for the private sector to be engaged with urgency.